An investigation published today by BuzzFeed News revealed BP Alaska was responsible for a series of safety incidents on the North Slope this year, some of which put workers at risk. BP isn't disputing that the incidents took place. The company has already taken extreme steps to address the issue. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more details.
As part of its report, BuzzFeed obtained a recording of Jeff Kilfoyle, health and safety manager for BP Exploration Alaska, talking to workers this September.
Obviously, any gas release is not a good thing, but a gas release of that magnitude inside a structure with people is obviously a major concern to us within Alaska and within the business, right? That's not a place we want to be.
Kilfoyle was talking about a previously unreported safety incident that happened on September 10th. According to BuzzFeed, two workers were exposed to a gas leak inside a building at one of BP's drill sites. The workers weren't injured, but the situation could have led to a deadly explosion. This was one of five spills or leaks, called Tier 1 events, that BuzzFeed reports BP Alaska was responsible for this year. BuzzFeed obtained emails showing BP's leaders were so alarmed by the incidents, they forced many of their employees to halt work for the first 12 days of October. BP operates Prudhoe Bay, the biggest oil field in Alaska. In an email to company workers, BP Alaska President Janet Weiss said, quote, "I am deeply concerned that with these trends, we are not in a stable state," unquote. Kathy Forrester, who sits on the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, says the incidents described in the report are troubling, but she also thinks BP is taking the right steps to address the situation.
Well, of course it's concerning, and you can tell Janet's concerned. When you see a trend of either unsafe or unenvironmentally sensitive events, then you definitely need to step back and take a time out. Take a look at what you're doing and assess what you need to change. And that's what BP did.
Forrester says because her agency only has jurisdiction over two of the incidents, she couldn't comment on whether the age of BP's facilities was a factor. Richard Sears, a professor of energy resources engineering at Stanford, says the fact that Prudhoe Bay has been online for 40 years could be leading to issues, but that's likely not the full story. Sears, who advised the presidential commission that investigated the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, thinks BP is right to be worried. But he also says not all five of the leaks outlined in BuzzFeed's report are equally serious.
The bottom line, is BP some kind of a scoundrel because of all of this? Not really. Have they possibly let maintenance and good safety practice lapse a little bit in the last few years? That's very possible. Does it mean that something really bad is about to happen on the North Slope? I don't think so. I always think that when a company recognizes they've got a problem, that's the first step, right?
However, Lois Epstein of the Wilderness Society says she's disturbed that the public didn't know about these incidents before BuzzFeed reported on them.
There's a lot of information in this report that says things were going badly for BP and we didn't know anything about it. The public didn't know anything about it.
In response to the report, BP provided Alaska's Energy Desk with the same written statement it sent to BuzzFeed. BP says safety and protecting the environment are the company's top priorities and that it reported all the incidents to the appropriate state and federal officials. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.